Wake up, boys, there's a light at the window. Bring my gun and a handful of silver. By the sea we will gather for the fight. It's been so many years, so many tears. We have lost once before, now we'll settle the score. When our cannons will roar, revolution!
We are back. Greg, I tried, hello, can everybody hear me?
Yeah, it's actually Craig, Louis.
Oh, Craig, I'm sorry.
I tried to bust in
on this. You know, I have not been a fan of Obama's, and I have, and in the very beginning, it was very much, you know, there were very real reasons why he, and to myself, is not an American citizen, a few other things. However, we got a lot of people in office who aren't American citizens, and he's already president, so, you know, we're stuck.
They're all Israelis.
Yes.
Well, there's always that, you know.
There's always Jell-O, too. But what I was going to say is when someone says Obama hasn't done this and that. Obama came out on three different occasions, and I have someone who is sitting in an office in the White House who verified this, and where he said, and I quote, "We can't help you defend yourself against this globalized system that has taken over Washington." Now, he specifically said, and he bring up the military complex. There was this issue, and I don't know if you remember, Mr. Duff, an issue with an elderly woman who had been, her family had been there since before the war between the states, and it was one little piece of property, and so she was just poor. A group was coming in trying to take her property. The government was going to take a property they've had since, you know, again, before the war between the states, because they wanted a new mall. There was a mall only about 2 miles down the road. And this, I guess the family was trying. He tried. Others trying to stop them. But the money bags have it. Well, they tried to get him off of the stage. And I remember him sitting there. You tried to get him removed. They came out. Sir. And I saw it about 4 or 5 times. Finally, the woman who was doing the press conference came over to him and said, "Sir, would you please go back? They're calling you so I can finish the conference." And she stood right there and she said, "What a wonderful day. It would have been a beautiful thing to be out in the Rose Garden. Thanks for coming." And then that was the end of it. And I have people behind that who said he was unduly threatened because of his behavior.
I have more than obscure reasons to believe that an operation, and I wish we didn't have commercial breaks, but thank you to all advertisers, and I pretend I didn't say that. Vice President Cheney took unconstitutional control of a special operations group called JSOC, Joint Special Operations Command. Mm-hmm. Now, there used to be a real thing called JSOC down in Fort Benning that really did the job. This group under Cheney is what we call a star chamber. These are hitmen.
Yeah.
They're there to threaten members of Congress and otherwise, and their families, with killing. This is really, and I know for a fact, this is a fact that Obama's family was threatened with death. You know, and like we don't kill people, Senator Paul Wellstone was assassinated.
Like
we've had a number of political leaders.
I understand where you're going with all this. So the problem is, great, you could put in the Virgin Mary, okay, to be president down there. But she may be a good person, but it's the system that's corrupt, and that's what you got to point out. You know what I mean? So Obama could be a great guy, but it's the system that's corrupt.
That's right. Well, thank you very much, Craig. We have Kevin in Australia and Warner in New Brunswick coming up as well. So you guys, everybody hang in there. No, I think we got the technical difficulties worked out. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you concerned about the quality of your drinking water? If yes, we want to introduce you to the new ProPure stainless steel water purification system. ProPure systems available in two sizes are economical, convenient, easy to use, and provide reliable water purification just about anywhere. ProPure systems come with the latest water filter technology. The ProBlack D-domed water filter elements are the result of years of research, design, and development, and are good up to 3,000 gallons each before replacement. Easy to clean, trouble-free. The ProBlack D water filter elements may be the best yet. Concerned about fluoride in your water? ProPure offers add-on fluoride filters. ProPure water purification systems. Easy to assemble and are backed with free technical support and a two-year warranty. Visit us at www.propureusa.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-U-S-A.com. And check out our holiday special or call 1-800-544-3533 for a dealer near you. 1-800-544-3533.
Survival of the fittest. In any and all situations, survival is your number one priority. That requires being tough and thinking smart. And the folks at Freeze Dry Guy are going to help you do just that. They have the long-range patrol ration entrees, what they call the brick pack. When you're in survival mode, it is absolutely the best item for your survival pack or bug-out bag. You can go farther, faster, and carry more food with the LRP cold weather ration entrees. Not only do these long-lasting, durable entrees help sustain you or your family through the harshest environment or situation, they are by far the most delicious of their kind. No contest. With a variety of tasty entrees, you can't beat the LRP brick packs. Let Freeze Dry Guy help you in your survival situations. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD.
Patriot Act took our liberties, and there's no judge, no jury.
Hey, we've got a few people on call here, so we'd like to take Kevin in Australia.
I should say good morning.
Hello, down under.
Good morning, Kevin.
Yeah, it's evening. Yeah, look, I just want to double check on something that was said regarding a fact that was quoted with thermonuclear weapons. What I know about thermonuclear weapons, they're rather large. Let's say a Chevrolet kind of size, and they're rather heavy. And as far as I know, there are only two countries that can sling that weight into space. One is the USA, and the other one is Russia.
Kevin, these weapons weigh 125 pounds.
Well, then that's not a thermonuclear weapon. That's
a standard W-79 warhead, our standard warhead developed in 1978, which is a 500 kiloton that we use in the U.S., weighs 125 pounds. The plutonium pit that powers the secondary explosion is less than 1 kilogram. It has only 11 kilograms of 225. It has a tritium supply only the size of a Coke can. That's valvable. I'm an engineer.
That's not a
nuclear weapons inside out. Our smallest nuclear weapon weighs 6 pounds.
Yeah, but they're not thermonuclear weapons. Our smallest
thermonuclear weapons weigh 40 pounds now. We have thermonuclear weapons. They're called dial-a-nukes, and only a thermonuclear weapon is controllable because we control the blast by controlling, by valving the tritium supply within the beryllium sphere. The other thing we have, Kevin, which you're probably, and this you need to read Chris Busby's new articles and Loren Murray's new articles on this, but we have pre-fission. Now, that we're talking fusion weapons here that are thermonukes. These are typically two-stage. The big nukes you're talking about, like the one the Russians, their 50 megaton, which was supposed to be 100 megaton, is a five-stage, meaning it has four plutonium pits and one uranium-235 pit. And that thing was the size of a semi-trailer truck. The ones we're putting out now, we have thermonuclear weapons you can put in a thermonukes you can put in a briefcase, two-stage. The difference we've had happen here, and this is what you're not told, Kevin, is that we achieve the spark plug fission on a thermonuke. The uranium-235 used to require 22 kilograms of uranium-235. We now do it with 4 ounces of uranium-235. If you took the 13-kiloton weapon that we used in Hiroshima and how big it was, well, only 5% of the fissionable material was actually used in the explosion. We've changed the efficiency of these weapons, and we now reach critical mass with far less highly refined uranium-235. The other thing we have is we've developed semi-conventional explosives. Rather than using depleted uranium in weapons, which turns into a plasma, we use highly enriched 95% plus uranium-235 infused into conventional explosives, which turns into a plasma. This is what we used around Fallujah, and this is why when we're testing people there, and this is what's been done, this is the news the last week, which I'm not sure you get in Australia because I know who runs your press, but we have found that highly enriched uranium is in everything around Fallujah, and the problem wasn't depleted uranium. The reason we're having the birth defects we have is because we were using weapons that, first of all, we were using thermonuclear weapons of very small size, as small as 10 ton, not kiloton, 10 ton thermonukes, when you would think normally of a nuke or fission weapon of being a typically as much as, 10 kilotons. We have thermonuclear weapons rather than larger than the fission nukes. The thermonukes are actually far, far smaller than the nukes because we're capable of reducing the output to mimic the existing bombs we had, the fuel air bombs, the daisy cutters. Whenever you think one of those is being used, we are now pulling in proof off the ground in Afghanistan and Iraq that we have used on dozens of occasions. We've used nuclear weapons there. Plus, we have hybrid explosives where we use fissionable material as a plasma to increase the explosive power in what is a pre-fission weapon. And with those, and these are breakthroughs initially in 1990 out of Livermore Labs. What the general public is dealing with is information on physics that dates back to as early as 1950. And we've spent $1 trillion developing weapons. We've had scientific breakthroughs where the information the public is dealing with as to what these weapons are, or even the warheads that are available when you go on Wikipedia or any of these other sites, you're looking at weapons that we had decades and decades ago. Well, the smallest warheads that we had, even in the 1970s, thermonuclear warheads, were 125 pounds. You could carry it under your arm, put it in the trunk of your car. and those are hydrogen bombs.
Yeah, there's no doubt that we have more sophisticated and much smaller devices, you know, and I can confirm what Duff is saying to a certain degree.
One of my friends is a SEAL nuclear technician, okay, and he was telling me about the nuclear hand grenade they built. This is classic. You could throw it 40 feet, and it blew up an area the size of 2 football fields. What's wrong with this picture?
It's not good, that's for sure. Kevin, did you have anything else?
Yeah, just one more question. Well, actually, that leads into two questions. Firstly, that being the case, what would be the chances of something like that being applied to the two Twin Tower buildings?
Were there micro nukes using the Twin Tower to mount them?
Here's what I suggest. Go to my Gordon Duff, my name, remember that. Go to my YouTube page. I have a 1 minute and 21 second test of a mixed nuclear fuel and standard TNT explosive that burns for a minute and 21 seconds at 10,000 degrees. You'll see the test from Livermore, and you can, of course, because it's on YouTube, you can run the GPS location of it. That would explain the effects that you're talking about in the lower floors. In the upper floors, I'm tending to go with Dmitry Kolosov's explanation, if you're not familiar with those. But what we saw happen in the upper floors, my guess, and I'm just guessing, it was an SDI weapon. Mike Harris helped run the SDI program for the U.S. He's on our staff here. And he said that the upper floors were destroyed by what he calls a fusion-fueled microwave x-ray pump. I said the device was about the size of a vending machine. It was fueled by a thermonuclear weapon. It produced x-rays that would turn any steel or concrete within a 100-yard area into a dust.
Duff, I've been saying that for a long time as well. I think the military did, they broke out all their toys. They did the energy, they did micro nukes, and they did obviously the thermite. There's evidence for all of them.
One of the bad things on my staff, I collected the guy who built the first one.
Wow.
When they tested it, it destroyed all the equipment near it. And the question is, how much money can you spend when all of the steel equipment around your test turns into dust continually?
That's a problem, isn't it? Thanks for the call, Kevin.
My last question.
Go ahead.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, Kevin.
Am I going to get another one in?
Yes, go ahead.
Kevin,
just a quick one.
We're still with you, Kevin.
Right, okay. Let's say that our friends in Iran were able to get hold of 5-6 nukes. Now, nukes require regular service. The ones which they would have snaffled from Ukraine or any of the, you know, any of the
Kevin, let me jump in early because I know what you're saying. Here's what you're told, and here's what's right and wrong, and I get the same kind of information you do. What you're told is that the standard service on a thermonuke is replacement of the H3 tritium gas, and it has a 7-year shelf life, and that there are only a few reactor facilities that can replace the tritium gas canister. In actuality, the tritium gas canister has a 15-year shelf life, and there are too many people willing to sell you that canister. When the U.S. was supposedly hunting for nuclear triggers years ago, and the CIA hired a Pakistani called A.Q. Khan to pretend that he was selling nuclear triggers, at the time the U.S. was missing bombs that needed servicing. These were bombs that were 25 years old. And we weren't looking for people who were selling triggers. We were looking for people who were supplying tritium. And yes, apparently you keep very good track of this, but double the life and service time that you think tritium has. H3 gas lasts longer than you think.
Thank you very much. We've got a 3-minute break coming up. We have Werner in New Brunswick and Mike in Maryland. And we're going to try to get everybody, but Duff actually has some stuff to share as well. So hang in there, folks.
Of international commerce, thus avoiding and undermining local, state, and national sovereignty.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous-based metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate on itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphite. It also offers the tremendous benefit of being non-toxic. It is used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Perform, and as what the previous discussion, obviously that was fictitious information. We can't give out any kind of details like that over there. So
yeah, we just made it all up. We did that, not put any national secrets on the air.
That was all out of it.
I invented every word of it.
That was a Stephen King fictional novel information.
Yeah, we're doing
none of that happened. We were just kidding.
That was for educational and entertainment purpose. Right?
My rear end rarely constricts, but I was really cringing and squirming in my seat when you're.
Okay, let's take callers.
On the break, Tom.
Go ahead, Lou.
Yeah. On the break, Tom's saying, we can get through this.
Oh my! Let's try to change subjects and move on to Werner in New Brunswick. Werner, what do you have for us this morning?
Hello?
Yes, Werner, you're with us.
I didn't hear my name.
That's all right.
Look, I followed your discussion and the technical things about it, but nonetheless, we never should forget it's now 60,000 Libyan civilians that got killed by this great humanitarian intervention.
By whom? Who killed these 60,000 Libyan civilians?
It was a result of the NATO intervention.
You mean you're saying that NATO used the 50,000 Katushka 122 millimeter rockets and all those 155 howitzers that the British supplied Gaddafi and shelled Benghazi and Misrata for weeks and weeks and weeks?
This basically the military, the war that had been unleashed. So NATO barging in their nose in. And
Werner,
I look at, I'm a nuts and bolts guy, I look at the facts.
Werner, I know the facts on this, and there ain't nobody who'll talk about the government as much as I will, okay? But one of the reasons Obama is in trouble is because Gaddafi is an Israeli ally. The money that produced this number, 60,000 you have, this came from a fund of Israel that was laundered through a Shiite cleric.
Hey, we have too many people talking at once. Werner, let him make his comment, and then you can ask another question, Werner.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Well, Werner, I really have people on the ground there that have been there for some time, okay, who are Libyan citizens. I have worked in Libya with the Gaddafi family. The oil advisor for Libya is my, for the Gaddafi family, is my business partner out of Switzerland. My boss for years was Daniel Overmyer at the United Nations, a longtime personal friend of Gaddafi. I have met Gaddafi and his family. I get along with them very well. I can tell you that the people of Libya, 95% of them, wanted Gaddafi gone. They have been running a continuous party since he was gone. And I never agree with... I was a serving UN diplomat for 5 years with the Economic and Social Council with the rank of ambassador. I will tell you, the UN, I don't trust him as far as I can throw him. But that the information here about Gaddafi being a hero, Gaddafi was a CIA thug. He was a business partner to the Rothschilds. His son, Saif, is a close friend of David Cameron and Nathan Rothschild. And that the people who are saying these stories, you know, passing these stories on about the 60,000 dead, these are all coming out of Tel Aviv and all out of two groups in the U.S., the American Enterprise Institute and the Heritage Foundation. Gaddafi decided in 2003 to totally sell out to America's neocons. There has
never
been.
Are you saying that the Heritage Foundation are neocons? I want to make sure I get this right.
Yes, they all work with close friends of Gaddafi's.
Thank you so much.
They turned out all of this material for the, you know, the, I call them the wingnut alternative journalists who take money from Israel. Anybody that printed anything about Gaddafi and people being killed by NATO was on Israel's payroll, all of them. We traced the money from Tel Aviv. The deal was cut to pay for these articles in a meeting in Tel Aviv when Saif Gaddafi went to Tel Aviv on March 5th, 2011. The last meeting he had with the neocons, Gaddafi sent representatives to Cairo on August 11th, 2011, to the Four Seasons Hotel to meet with the Israeli representatives there and Egyptian security. The representative was David Welch, former personal envoy of George W. Bush and president of Bechtel Corporation, the largest oil manufacturing company in the world. The National Oil Company of Libya has adjusted no contracts. There's no central bank. And Saif Gaddafi, rather than fighting al-Qaeda, is now at an al-Qaeda training camp in Mali, hiding out, threatening to attack the United States.
Every bit of information you got
was all carefully orchestrated as part of what we call game theory warfare out of Tel Aviv, and I know you wanted to believe that Gaddafi was something other than a phony and cheat,
yep,
but he was the biggest thief on the on planet Earth.
Yeah, Werner, just
but
hang in
there. But a charming guy.
Werner, hang in there. We'll let you talk after the break. Sure.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Berkey purification systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. Other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
I hate that music. I feel like the X-Files. Warner, go ahead and ask.
Well, yeah, we need better music than that.
Yeah, hold on. Let Warner talk for just a minute. Go ahead, Warner.
I look at the documentation.
Where does that documentation come from?
Wait a minute. Let him say it. Go ahead.
About the great project that had been done and never got finished because NATO bombed the infrastructure all to hell. And I look at pictures from the United States about the great boneyard, where the people's money went into all kinds of military equipment that after it had been used, or that hasn't even been used, and it's rotten in the desert. And there, I see the picture of Libya about the desert being irrigated and to grow food for the people, you know. And even if they were drinking, the Gaddafi family, when they were drinking, you know, how much booze are being dumped down the throat in Washington, in all the capitals. And about the nurse that got burned by the Gaddafi family, it just came to mind about the tearjerker of this Kuwaiti princess about disconnecting babies in the hospital.
Okay,
guys, all right. We're going to have to just one out.
Including you, Mr. Duff.
Okay.
Well, the people that produced the Kuwaiti story are the same people who produced the propaganda you're repeating. They that river story, that natural river, billions of dollars were spent on that. It never went into operation. It was supposed to have been completed 3 years ago. It was a boondoggle. Gaddafi lost the entire sovereign wealth fund of his country by investing it with J.P. Morgan Chase, which you would know to be the Rothschild family, where he vacationed in Montenegro and Corfu with the Rothschild family.
There
was never a central bank.
Those
it was never a threat.
You. How much of the heritage fund of the American people is still left?
The American people, Werner, there isn't 5 cents in this country left, I assure you. This country's been looted for the next 1,000 years. We've got nothing. I'll tell you, you know that Libya has 10 times the oil that the United Arab Emirates do. Well, go to Tripoli. I've certainly been there. And see if you can find Dubai there. Tripoli is closer to Toledo, Ohio, not Dubai. What he did give, and Gaddafi at one point, I don't hate the guy. I find him a charismatic guy. The problem is he ran a police state and he murdered tens of thousands of innocent civilians. Anyone that would speak up about him,
he brought the Stasi in
and had them train the Libyan state police and treated his people like criminals, and then had the Israelis run his public relations to make sure that phony documents would come out about it. He gave those families apartments.
You.
Okay.
Go say you.
All right. Obviously, Werner, this information is going to be counter to a lot of the stuff we hear, not only on mainstream, but on
Werner is saying an awful lot of people have been told this in a very clever way because Gaddafi spent millions and millions of dollars in the U.S. buying press, buying alternative press. Some of the people who were writing these stories in Tripoli were getting $15,000 a day for staying there. Some were getting much more. Millions of dollars were paid to activists in the U.S. to go to Tripoli. Millions of dollars were paid, laundered through Israel into their 501c3 charities. I know all of these guys.
This is what you are saying. I'm a nuts and bolts guy.
Who's never been
to Libya. And I reject being thrown into a group of people you call leftists. I am a farmer. I farmed over in the old country. We heard the horror stories what the left, what the communists did in Eastern Europe and in Eastern Germany, and I'm sure not a communist. I'm just for justice of the people.
I live in Germany, Birdcastle. My kids are there. I have driven through most of Eastern Germany. I certainly know what's there. Let me load you in the car someday, drive you through Dresden, and see what that Democratic Socialist Republic of East Germany didn't build. Or let me drive you through Slovakia, where even the ground is toxic, where the rivers glow at night. To look
this
at
is,
the socialist magnificence.
I am not a leftist. As a family farm.
You're a leftist, but I'm saying this. That you're subjected to information that you are not getting. You're getting it from email, you're getting it from the internet, and you're getting it from people that I know to be, and this is where, you know, and you and I are welcome to disagree, okay? But I will tell you that the Israelis were hired to pay for millions and millions of dollars of propaganda to make Gaddafi look like a hero. Well, when 200 people beat his 250,000-man militia. You never needed any more information. The Libyan people that he said loved him, that huge army, he said they turned on him. It took 45 minutes to take the city of Tripoli away from him. 45 minutes and 200 men beat his army.
Hey, Werner, I think, like Dove says, I think you're going to have to disagree, respectfully disagree.
I appreciate him calling in, but his information, it isn't just Werner, an awful lot of people who are very decent people were duped into believing Gaddafi. And Gaddafi has.
And everybody listening.
As long as he didn't live in Libya, he seemed perfectly fine.
Go ahead, Libby.
We moved on from that because it's a kind of a stalemate. Mike in Maryland, are you?
Oh, yeah, thanks for taking my call. I want to talk about Obama, but first, since we're on the topic of Libya and Gaddafi, let's maybe stay with him for a while. The powers that be were hoping to take Gaddafi out within days, but since the majority of the people supported him...
Well, you can let me finish? Will you let me finish? Let me finish, okay? You've been jabbing all the past 2 hours, okay?
All right, if the people supported Gaddafi, he wouldn't have gone to the arsenals and handed out tens of thousands of AK-47s. If the people didn't support him, you wouldn't have to rely on NATO bombing innocent people and killing who knows how many thousands. You got that?
What you're saying, every word out of your mouth is a fairy tale.
You're disinformated.
A Zionist fairy tale.
You're a liar.
This is all Zionist fairy tales. All the people with those AK-47s, why didn't a single one of them fight for Gaddafi? Why did they all turn on Gaddafi?
That's why the NATO had to use mercenaries. And troops to fight him and bomb all these cities into submission.
That's a total lie.
He was giving education.
Were sent in by the Israelis. They were from Niger, Mali.
It was NATO.
Mauritius.
They got the Al-Qaeda flag.
We
shut up. Let me talk. They got the Al-Qaeda flag flying over the government buildings. You're a disinfo agent. That's all you are. And Obama? Obama's a genius. Do you realize he talks from a teleprompter? He can't even talk to fourth graders without relying on a teleprompter. He's lied about everything he does since he's been in office.
Neocon on the phone here.
No, you're a liar. Well, why are we still in Iraq? Why are we still? He promised to get us out of Iraq. He gave Wall Street $27 trillion. He promised to shut down Gitmo. We're still in Iraq.
Who gave?
He increased the troops in Afghanistan. You're just a dupe of the Democratic Party.
Mike, you've been a great caller in the past. You're just a little bit more
well,
passionate.
Well, this guy's a liar. He's a fraud.
What we have here, we have a Zionist Republican disinformation agent.
You're a disinformation agent.
All right,
you're a Democrat Party.
You're nuts.
All right, Mike.
Mike is not a Zionist. Go ahead.
We're all good to settle down.
Yeah.
All right. Oh, I think Mike dropped off or something happened there. Anyway.
I think Mike said too much coffee.
Well, it's pretty spun up there. We do have passionate listeners, and that's good.
Now, Duffy, you do
counter a lot of the stuff that we hear from what we consider other sources.
I counter the ridiculous lie, and this is my key point here. It isn't just the mainstream news, the twisted news. There is no alternative news out there. This is where let me scream for a second. If you think you can pick up an email or go on a website and get real news, you're nuts. You don't think that the alternative news is just as controlled as the rest of it? They just get slightly different propaganda. It's all what we call game theory.
Yep, and even if they're trying to do the right thing, they're being spoon-fed.
I'll tell you this. There is so much money poured into the alternative news. I run the largest alternative news website. We don't take money. We don't get any advertising. We get no revenue. We pay to run our website. I have competitors who fly around in private planes that show no source of income. They're on five-star vacations continually, and I wonder who's paying those bills. And it's website after website. Their websites are loaded with advertising. They spend money like water. And, of course, what do they all pretend to be? They all claim to be, we've got, first of all, the phony anti-Zionists. Anybody that supported Libya is a phony. Anybody that supported Julian Assange is a phony. We call I don't know if you've heard of the Maginot Line that was built between World War I and World War II in France. But the areas that come to the surface we call blisters. In French, it's an ouvrage. Well, these key issues where we catch the New World Order buying off the left or playing games with people. Libya is one of them where we get this Mike character. We get others where passionate people who believe they're supporting something decent. And where does their information come? It comes from emails. But do they never check who funds the website. They never check these emails, who writes them.
Well, we're living in a matrix, and it's hard to imagine who does.
And the question always has to be, who is, this is the this is our first question. You and I have talked about this before, about 9/11. Who benefits from this? Well, all of the anti-Gaddafi or the pro-Gaddafi propaganda is all to benefit the Republican Party in the U.S. The Republican Party is entirely controlled by the Koch brothers. The Koch brothers are the absolute center of the globalist conspiracy of the world. Rupert Murdoch and the Koch brothers.
Both parties are controlled.
Now, did the Koch brothers, do they work hand-in-hand with the Rothschilds? Or are they underneath the Rothschilds or side-by-side? Or how would you place them?
If anything, you know, and I have some familiarity with the Rothschild family. Here's one of those odd stories here. People who think they understand stuff. Now, this is fun. Years ago, and a very talented guy, Webster Tarpley, wrote a book called The Unauthorized Biography of George Bush. And in this, Tarpley explains how the Bush and Harriman families helped finance Hitler. Now, the thing that makes me wonder about this is that the bank that was used to finance Hitler was Brown Brothers Harriman. But Brown Brothers Harriman is a division of City of London Banking, which we know as Morgan Chase, meaning that Brown Brothers Harriman is owned by the Rothschild family. So the money that bought Silesia Mine and Coal, that built all the Nazis' weapons, that funded Opel in Europe, that built all of their trucks, all of this money that built Hitler's war machine came through the City of London, the Rothschild banking machine. Now tell me, why is this? Can I answer the question? No, it's the same thing when Josh talks about 9/11. I can tell you the Arab hijackers didn't do it, but can I tell you for sure who's responsible? It's not my job. But I can tell you the information you have is wrong. Gaddafi ran a police state. You just had somebody come on the line there. Why would he give out all those AK-47s to people? Because he's nuts, that's why. Because they were all used against him. 45 minutes later, he's running out of town at 100 miles an hour. Because every one of those weapons was turned on.
We have one more caller.
And then we'll get your information. So, oh, my God, we're just getting loaded up. And in Iowa, what do you have for us?
There are so many people who bought this Gaddafi lie.
Okay.
Let's
move on and see what Ann has for us.
I have a comment and then a question. So I couldn't help but notice that on Mr. 33rd Degree Mason Gaddafi, that Libya was invaded on the High Occult Day of May 1st, the 13th day of...
Did somebody invade Libya? We have no idea of that.
Okay, let's just say that the Brotherhood of Darkness put out their dark ecstatic theater, and they did it on May 1st this year, the 13th day of the 13th day to the Feast of the Beast Moloch.
You know that Gaddafi is a 33rd degree Mason. You know that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I know that. And you can get pictures of him hugging on Sarkozy and Blair.
Absolutely. Let me jump in because I might be
able
to help
that,
you with something.
So I know that.
We got a great caller here.
Yeah, but
let me make my comment, which leads up to the question, okay? So
right.
I guess that all roads lead to Rome. I guess that ultimately they worship Lucifer. I also know that the United Nations is and always has been very Luciferian. So in your work with the UN, tell me about that, please.
I can't help but I tell you, I agree with you.
Because I know, like, Lucas Trust is...
I agree with
Trust.
You 300%.
This is
300%.
Spiritual warfare. Let's call it what it is.
Okay, did you have a question in there, Ann?
Yeah. Tell me about the United Nations and Luciferian.
Well, here's a classic
program.
Now, I have two people I talk to about the Luciferian programs. One was the Vatican chief of, it was Vatican Secretary of State, Malachi Martin, the guy who wrote Vatican II. We were friends for years. He's been dead for some time. He had told me that the Vatican was run by Luciferians. And I'm an atheist. He also said, Gordon, I can't prove to you there's a God, but I can certainly prove to you that there's a devil because Malachi Martin was the chief exorcist of the Catholic Church. You know, you would know him as Father Marin. But there are some great interviews with Art Bell still on YouTube with Malachi Martin. You'll enjoy those. The
Tie, please tie together for me the Mossad and the Jesuits, because the Mossad credo and the extreme Jesuit oath are practically the same. In the same with the Masons, let be deceived.
And it's not just that. This
Zionists, call them what they are.
Yep.
This theory I'm talking about.
We're coming up on a break. Thanks for the call, Ann. We have Michael in New York and Greg in California. If we can get to you, we will. And Gordon had some critical breaking information he wanted to get out as well, so we'll be back in 3 minutes. We keep on waiting.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough PureEffect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more. Or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Television lights, they tell you day. Short, because we're desperately near the end of the show. We got Michael, New York. If you could be real quick, then we have another caller, Michael.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ryan. Thank you for taking my call. Your guest is very interesting. I agree with a lot he says, and of course, with the Libya, we don't really know because we weren't there, and we can only go by what we heard and sort through it all. And one thing is for sure, truth stands the test of time, and we'll find out who really is telling the truth down the road one day,
whenever that day is. That's exactly right.
And, sir, but I heard a caller say, because I didn't catch the whole show, are you a pro-Obama supporter?
I'm ambivalent Obama. I represent a veterans organization. We have 500,000 members. we've had significant improvements. I have seen some improvements in how we deal with Wall Street, and I've seen many of them blocked. I've seen him try to at least prevent the deunionization and the total poverty of America. Am I pleased with what he's doing? I give him 20, but the Republicans I hate. Obama, I'm just horribly disappointed in. The point I'm with OCW, I'm absolutely at the point of getting rid of the entire U.S. government. I am right there. I say the whole thing has to go. The U.S. government is not savable. That's exactly where I am right now. Obama can't be fixed. The Republican Party should mostly be in prison. We need all foreign countries out of this country. We need to manufacture here. We need to close our borders down. We need to
save
the people in this country.
We're doing nothing
but flooding this country. We're building prisons. We're flooding this country with drugs. We're not only destroying the middle class. A week or two ago, they announced that 46 million people were under the poverty level. Now it turns out that 15 million Americans are starving to death.
Wow. Did you have another comment, Mike?
Yes, I do, and I wanted to be quick so the other caller had a shot. But here's a quote from Obama's campaign in 2006, and I agree what you're saying, but I called Obama right from the beginning. Besides the fact that he's a foreigner, sir, doesn't even qualify to be a president, but here's a quote, 2006. The fact that we are here today to debate raising America debt limit is a sign of leadership failure. It is a sign that the U.S. government cannot pay its own bills. It's a sign that we now depend on ongoing financial assistance from foreign countries to finance our government's reckless fiscal policies. Increasing American debt weakens us domestically and internationally. Leadership means that the buck stops here. Instead, Washington is shifting the burden of bad choices today on the backs of our children and grandchildren. America has a debt problem and a failure of leadership. America deserves better. And that guy did a con job like they all did, every president, congressman, and senators. He's a phony, should be in jail with the Republicans. The Democrats are just as bad. The U.S. government is the best government on paper. It's that we're full of corrupt politicians doomed to hell that are traitors and foreign agents, sir. That's our problem.
Arguments here. He said all that when he was running for office, and he didn't feel that. I can't
necessarily disagree with that, because if you were forced to, you could prove your case, and if I went against you, I'd likely lose.
Yeah, man. Greg in California. Let's bring Greg up real quick, because we just have probably about a minute left. Greg, what do you have for us this morning?
Yeah, hi, Tom. Hi,
morning.
Louise.
Good morning.
I'll tell you, I've been in this 35 years. I'm an ex-federal agent, and I really didn't know anything until I met a couple of federal agents and got to meet one of them. But my point is, and they were Marine commanders and all types.
Make it quick, Greg.
Well, there's no time. I don't trust any of them.
All right.
Absolutely.
I don't trust these networks anymore.
Yeah.
Period.
There must be something wrong with us, right?
Thanks, Greg. And I think Greg says it well. You got to do your own due diligence. You don't trust us. You don't trust Duff. You don't trust anybody.
Yeah, watch what they do. Don't pay attention to what they say. Watch what they do. And banks were bailed out. Period.
Closing comments, Duff?
Hey, it's been good to be on board. Appreciate the callers. Love doing this.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you for coming, Gordon.